530. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Halftime, 16-12, our score. It's Marion leading the Lady Bombers. We'll check stats here in just a little bit. First, though, Josh Fulcher, head coach of the Bombers, joining us at halftime. And Josh, boy, tough one on Saturday. Went down to Little Rock Hall and played so well. Just came up 1 point short. That was a tough one.
You know, yeah, we did. I thought we had a great game plan come out and really took away their half-court stuff. And just kind of they won some one-on-one battles, and we had some just some things that, you know, turnovers ourselves, and some things that didn't go our way. But I'm really proud of the effort to come out and battle one of the top teams in the state and give them all that they wanted. They felt lucky that they got by, us, and we felt that we should have beat them. That's a thing. And really, really wanted that one. We wanted to take care of business early. But, you know, here we are, backs against the wall, and it's we're facing a very, very talented, very dangerous Jacksonville team. That's the thing, is that earlier in the year they were one of the better teams in the state, and they've just kind of some coaching. You know, their coach just struggling a little bit. You know, they're without Coach Joyner.
Right.
Wish him the best. But they're very dangerous. Anytime you get a kid, you know, they added a kid before, you know, they're playing great, beating some of the top teams in the state in 7A, and then they go and add one of the top players, in the nation in his class, the Gerald Doakes kid. And, you know, anytime you got Florida and Texas A&M and all those schools already offering a sophomore, he's pretty talented. And, of course, I'm watching him out here, you know, looking like Michael Jordan on all these dunks. But, they're without a doubt, they're super talented, but my gosh, I really like my team, and we're going to come out here and give everything we got, and Jacksonville's going to know that they were in a game when this thing's said and done.
What's practice been like the last couple of days after the game on Saturday with that loss?
Well, come back the next day, we have a great practice. Mondays is always we've always kind of, stepped back a little bit on Mondays, but our focus and stuff was there. You know, the guys they're used to bouncing back, tough games. We're gone for 11 hours on Saturday. We're a little jet lagged, and it's just, it's just part of it. We've got to keep grinding away, and there is no tomorrow at this point. So we want to leave it all out on the floor and everything. But yeah, I'm really proud of these guys just all year long. No matter what, they've always stepped up. They've always answered the bell. And tonight's another challenge. And I expect the same thing that we've seen all year long from these guys.
Should be a good one. Josh, good luck tonight.
You bet. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate all you do here.
You betcha. Josh Fulcher, head coach of the Bombers. We'll take a break. Check our halftime stats in just a moment. 16-12. It's Marion with the lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Halftime, 16-12, Mountain Home with the lead. I should say Marion with the lead. Mountain Home led in scoring in the first half by Hannah Pfeiffer. She had three threes, scored 9 points. Marion led by the 6 points of Kaya Williams. They got five from Makaya McAdory. Mountain Home doing a great job on the boards. 23 rebounds in the first half. Marion had 13. Lady Bombers, though, with 8 turnovers. Marion had 4. In that first half, Marion 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Mountain Home 3 of 4 in the first half. Marion leads it 16-12. The winner gets a first round bye in the state tournament next week down at West Memphis. A lot riding on this one tonight. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the